our Lord, and admit them to gardens of perpetual residence which you have promised them, and whoever was righteous among their fathers, their spouses, and their offspring. Indeed, it is you who is the exalted in might, the wise. And protect them from the evil consequences of their deeds, and he whom you protect from evil consequences that day, you will have given him mercy, and that is the great attainment. Indeed, those who disbelieve will be addressed, "The hatred of Allah for you was even greater than your hatred of yourselves this day in hell, when you were invited to faith, but you refused." They will say, "Our Lord, you made us lifeless twice and gave us life twice, and we have confessed our sins. So is there to an exit any way?" They will be told, "That is because when Allah was called upon alone, you disbelieved. But if others were associated with him, you believed. So the judgment is with Allah, the Most High, the Grand. It is he who shows you his signs and sends down to you from the sky provision. But none will remember except he who turns back in repentance. So invoke Allah, being sincere to him in religion, although the disbelievers dislike it. He is the exalted above all degrees, owner of the throne. He places the inspiration of his command upon whom he wills of his servants to warn of the day of meeting. The day they come forth, nothing concerning them will be concealed from Allah. To whom belongs all sovereignty this day? To Allah, the One, the Prevailing."